Ladies and gentlemen, Armour and Company takes you now to the movie capital of the world for Stars Over Hollywood. And today's special guest, Gene Raymond. Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Today and every Saturday, we bring you Stars Over Hollywood, dramatic stories of adventure and romance with Movieland's most fascinating personalities. Stories presented for your pleasure by Armour and Company. Armour, the familiar name millions of Americans recognize as the guarantee of fine quality foods. Stars Over Hollywood presents a dramatic radio play titled Dead on Arrival and starring Gene Raymond. And now it's time for...
Okay, Louie, drop that gun.
Oh, all right, Gene Raymond. Come out from behind that calabash. We know you.
Just getting into character for today's show, Frank.
First things first, Gene. What's this I've been hearing about Mask Productions?
Oh, that's my boy. Every time you say Mask Productions, I'll say Armour and Company.
All right, fair deal, Mr. Raymond. But seriously, I've been hearing some mighty nice things about the job you're doing as an independent producer-director.
Well, it's something I've always wanted to do, and I really think we've got some entertaining pictures coming up. Million Dollar Weekend was the first, and the next one is a comedy called... The Captain and the Kid.
It sounds as though Mask Productions has a mighty exciting future.
And may I say the same for Armour and Company?
You may, Gene, but perhaps we'd better get back to today's play. But before we begin, I'd like to talk a moment about another exciting subject, pie.
And that's not only an exciting subject, it's a delicious one.
Right you are. Folks, the country's best pie makers agree it takes lard, the natural shortening, to make a pie crust that's really flaky and tender, to give it that old-time goodness. And now there's an entirely new kind of lard that makes the flakiest, the tenderest, the most delicious pie crusts you ever tasted. It's Armour's sensational new pastry blend pure lard. The lard that needs no refrigeration, but stays fresh and sweet right in your kitchen cabinet. Yes, it's always at room temperature, so it's always ready to blend with other ingredients almost instantly. That means quicker, easier pie crusts. But even more important, it means better pie crusts. So order Armour Pastry Blend Lard today. Look for the green carton on your grocer's shelf. Try it. See if you don't make the flakiest, the tenderest, the most delicious pie crust you ever tasted. Now it's time for Dead on Arrival, starring Gene Raymond as Detective Sergeant Joe Greeley. Curtain going up.
Being a cop has one big advantage. When business falls off, you don't worry about it. Otherwise, it's the same as any other job. I've got a desk, a phone, and I work an 8-hour shift. Of course, I don't have a snazzy secretary like Sam Spade, but I got Murphy, the desk sergeant, downstairs. He lets me know when it's coffee time, or if somebody's been murdered.
Oh, I've been drinking a lot of coffee lately. Yeah, Greeley speaking.
Joe, you busy?
Yeah, trying to stay awake. The coffee hot?
Yes, but you're not attending coffee club this morning.
Huh?
I just got sad news. Somebody got bumped off.
Where?
1440 North Wallace Street, apartment 302. Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
It's a DOA. The Proud Boys are on the way.
Okay, call the coroner.
Sure. Joe.
Yeah?
If as a result of this unfortunate accident, there happens to be a vacancy in the building, well, the Mrs. Knight...
Yeah, sure, 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 Murph. I'll keep you in mind. Traffic was light that time in the morning, so I made good time. Had no trouble spotting the place. A patrol car was already double parked outside, a big red light blinking on and off in the rear window. I pulled up behind it and got out. It was a fair-sized apartment house that has seen better days, a lot of them. Two yellow lights on either side lit up the entrance, and a dirty bronze sign told me it was the Walwood Manor, no less. I opened the door and I was in. No lobby, no desk. Well, some people prefer it that way, I guess. There was a wide flight of stairs in front of me and a drive-yourself elevator on the left. I'm the timid type. I took the stairs. Must have been a nice, quiet murder. No signs of excitement on the way up. No people buzzing around in bathrobes. No doors open with heads sticking out. Maybe it was the kind of place where everybody had their own troubles. They didn't have to borrow anyway. I finally found some people up on the third floor. Three guys and a gal. Two of the men were cops. The other was something, I don't know what, but I guess women have a name for it. He was tall, wore a thin mustache, a hand-painted tie, and, of course, built-in shoulders. Then there was a gal. Not a bad-looking doll, but I didn't know her, and it was too late now. She was dead. She was lying on her side halfway through the door. She wore a silk robe held in place by a wide gold belt. Her hair was white blonde and long. Her face had a surprised look. Hello, Dahlman.
Hi. Well, she's just like we found her, Joe. Happened about a half hour ago, 3 o'clock. Gloria Woods, 22 years old, got a sister named Sheila living upstairs, he says.
Who's he?
Russell Hardy. He's the, I was here, but I didn't do it type.
Well, maybe he's just modest. What do you know, Hardy?
Not much. How are things with you?
Oh, we're going to get along just fine. You got a story?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
Well, I drove Gloria home and,
From where?
The Sunset Club. We closed the joint 2 o'clock. Then I drove her home. I came up for a nightcap, and after a while, somebody knocked on the door. She opened it and got it between the eyes.
Go on.
Well, after the shots, I thought I heard her whisper something.
Very interesting. What did she whisper?
It sounded like Tony. Then she fell. I rushed to the door.
I bet you did.
But whoever did it was gone.
Yeah, naturally.
Now, look, I'm telling you just
sure,
the way...
Sure. You know someone you don't like named Tony?
I know a lot of Tonys.
Name me one.
Why should I put anyone on the spot?
You already have. Come on, give.
You get paid for it. You figure it out.
Cagey type, huh? Well, there's only one thing wrong with your story, Hardy. It stinks. They'll be glad to see you down at headquarters.
Now, look here. I told you everything...
It's getting late. You want to wake the neighbors? Donovan, where's this sister hang out?
Up on the 5th, 505.
Okay, I'm going visiting. Don't let this guy get lost, will you?
Yeah, that's just like I was carrying him in my pocket, Joe.
I climbed up 2 flights of back stairs, made a right turn, a left, down 2 doors, and I was there. She took a long time to answer, but when she finally opened the door, I wasn't complaining. She was tall and wore a long blue robe, the kind a gal wears on a honeymoon, awful nice. I finally noticed her face. It had small features and full lips, but her voice was hard enough to cut diamonds.
Well?
Sheila Woods.
And you?
Sergeant Greeley, police department.
Police? We might have been such good friends.
What have you got against cops?
That's a good question. Well, what's wrong?
It's about your sister.
She in trouble?
I don't know. What kind of a life did she used to lead?
Past tense?
Yeah. Murdered.
Who did it?
Tony.
Tony? He couldn't have. He was with me.
Well, maybe it's a different Tony. Which one are you talking about?
Tony Amato. What Tony are you talking about?
I'm not sure. Maybe he'll do.
See what I mean about cops?
Look, lady, I'm looking for a killer. What do you want me to do, advertise? Now, this Amato, is he the guy that owns the Sunset Club?
Yeah.
You're in the money. He was here tonight, huh?
He drove me home after the club closed.
How come you didn't go home with your sister? She was there.
They left before I was ready.
Tony a good friend of yours?
Good friend, that's all.
Was your sister a good friend of Tony's?
Used to be. They broke up.
Why?
She fell in love.
With Hardy?
Yeah. Big shot Hardy. The boy with ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Wrong ones, mister. All wrong ones.
So you play on Tony's side, huh? Okay, I'll tell him when I see him. Don't leave town. I may want to see you again. You're pretty. And then, too, I know you'll want to attend your sister's funeral. She was a candidate for the rap, all right, but I hope not for the DA's sake. With her shape, he'd have a tough time getting a conviction. When I got back to 302, I saw Patsy Kelly, the coroner, coming up the hall.
Joey, boy, how are you? I haven't seen you for a long time. Where's the body?
If it was alive, it'd bite you.
If it was alive, I wouldn't be here. Oh, shame, Joey, so young. Dead all right, not more than an hour. Autopsy will show cause of death, but I could make a guess. Hole in the head, I'd say. How about you? Okay, boys, get the pictures. Any leads, Joey?
Yeah, I got two. This big deal here called Russell Hardy. But he passed the ball, claims the girl named someone called Tony before she died. I got a possible fill-in for the last name, Amato.
Tony Amato. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Ex-bootlegger, ex-racketeer going straight now. Runs a combination bookie, gambling, and clip joint out on the right side of the tracks. And he's got friends. He'll be a tough one to crack unless somebody saw him do it. Anything I can do to help?
Yeah, I got a call to make. When you get downtown, dig up anything you can on Hardy, will you?
Sure thing. Joy boy, always wanted to be a detective. Never could have made it, though. My feet aren't flat enough. That's a hot one, isn't it?
Who is it?
Greeley, police department.
What do you want?
Amato. Come on, open up.
You got a warrant, maybe?
Don't start acting cute. He's in a jam.
Tony don't feel so good. Come back later.
Later, I'm busy. I'll see him now.
This might cost you, copper.
Let me worry about that, Junior. Hello, Amato.
What do you want?
Some answers. Let's start with where were you tonight?
What's the rap? I might talk.
Murder?
No dice. I was doing something else.
Like what?
It's funny, but right now I don't remember. But it'll come to me.
Okay, let's try another one. You know Gloria Woods?
Sure, who doesn't?
She opened the door for the wrong party tonight. She caught two right between the eyes.
Too bad. She was a good customer.
We're holding Russell Hardy for it.
Yeah, business ain't bad enough. I got to lose two customers.
Quit bluffing, Amato. She fingered you before she gave up.
How?
Is that important?
No. You're wasting your time. Danny was with me all night. Did you see me shoot anyone, Danny?
No, boss.
Is this your alibi, Amato? A cheap kid punk like this?
Look, pal, you don't want to...
You shouldn't talk like that about Danny. He's sensitive.
With that face, he ought to be.
Okay, smart guy. You pushed your way in here, and I'll push your way out.
Go away, Junior. You're bothering me.
Okay.
Danny. Anything else, Greeley?
Yeah, what's there about you that Hardy doesn't like?
You can't please everybody, can you?
Why would he throw a murder rap your way?
Did he?
Look, you don't get the idea. I want answers, not questions. Want to take it from the beginning?
I'm not interested. You haven't got a thing, and I've got Danny.
That alibi's worth about 4 cents on the black market.
Try to break it. If you can, we'll do business.
Okay. Okay, Amato. Maybe Hardy's got something to add. If anything breaks, well, you'll be around, won't you?
I'll be around a lot longer than you are, Greeley.
Good night, copper.
So long, punk. You know, Tony, I could probably get you for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I should have gone right downtown to dig in the files. Instead, I sat in the car for a minute trying to think up my own answers. That was a mistake. I hadn't even gotten to the $2 question when the back door opened, a miniature rat climbed in and pushed a gun in my neck.
Keep both hands on the wheel. Keep looking straight ahead, and maybe you won't get hurt.
I couldn't see anything but the top of his head in the rearview mirror, but that voice was enough. Amato isn't getting any smarter these days.
They don't have to. Get going.
This washes you up in this town.
Not me, pal. I got an alibi. I ain't even here. Get going.
Sure, pal. There were two ways to play it. Stall and wait for a break, or make your own break. I'm the impatient type. I slammed it in gear.
Hey, not so fast, pal. You want to get a ticket?
I got friends that'll fix it.
I told you, not so fast, pal. Now slow down.
You made a sucker play. Now you're stuck with it.
You won't look good with a hole in your neck.
I'm doing 55 now, Danny. It'll go 90. This crate is speedy, but it's not built strong. If I hit anything, it'll fold up like a wet Dixie cup. You get the idea? Up to 70 now. If I don't pick up a patrol car at this speed, there just ain't no law in this town.
You're going to slow up, or do I let you have it?
Now try again, Danny. We'll both be dead either way. You want to give up? Throw the gun in the front seat, Danny.
Greeley, so help me, I'll blast you.
There it is, Danny. Now you know what trouble is. Throw the gun in the front seat. You're too young to die.
Okay, copper, you asked for it. You want speed. Give it everything you've got.
He jammed the gun in my neck as hard as he could. I got a glimpse of him in the mirror. He was biting his lips, and his face was the color of a tequila hangover. I figured maybe I was pushing my luck too far. He looked like he was losing control. I eased the wheel over to the right, then yanked a sharp left and ducked fast. The motion threw him off balance. The shot went wild. I straightened out and jammed on the brakes. He fell forward. I grabbed for his gun arm, but I missed.
Okay, pal, try this for size.
Shoot! My head spun around a couple of thousand times and flew off into space. I needed that head, so I made like an arrow and took out after it. I got to 80,000 feet and must have run out of oxygen, because that's the last I remember.
The curtain falls on Act One of Dead on Arrival, starring Gene Raymond. In just a moment, he'll be back in Act Two. When you hear the expression, easy as pie, do you ever wonder, what's so easy about pie, especially the crust? How do you go about making pie crust that's flaky and tender? Well, as a matter of fact, it is easy when you make your pie crust with lard, the natural shortening. Yes, easy as pie will take on new meaning for you when you follow the example of the country's best cooks. Listen to the women whose pies win prizes at county fairs. So many of them agree it takes lard, the natural shortening, to make a pie crust that's really flaky, tender, full of flavor. But now there's an entirely new kind of lard that's a revelation to these cooks, for it makes the flakiest, the tenderest, the most delicious pie crusts you ever tasted. It's the new sensational Armour Pastry Blend Pure Lard. The lard that needs no refrigeration, but stays fresh and sweet in your kitchen cabinet. Yes, it's always at room temperature, so it blends almost instantly with other ingredients. And right here is the secret of the marvelous results it gives you. For as every good cook knows, the quicker the blending, the better the pie crust. And you get still another advantage when you use Armour Pastry Blend Pure Lard. You see, Armour lard comes to you in the handy self-measuring carton that enables you to use just the amount you need. So, for delicious pies, for better biscuits, for all sorts of baking, use Armour lard. Look for the distinctive green 1 or 3 pound carton of Armour Pastry Blend Pure Lard on your grocer's shelf. It's more proof that the best, and nothing but the best, is labeled Armour Star. Here's Act Two of Dead on Arrival, starring Gene Raymond as Sergeant Greeley.
When I came to, I was lying on my back on a sidewalk. A guy in a white coat was bending over me, and a couple of cops were standing nearby. It was awfully bright out, so bright it hurt. I decided not to look anymore.
He's coming out of it.
Somebody started tapping me on the cheek. I tried to roll with the punches, but they kept on coming. Pretty soon, I was sure my head would bust, but it didn't. It just got bigger. Okay, okay, champ. I give up. You win.
How do you feel, Greeley?
Oh, great. Have the boys play a rumba. Oh, somebody turn out those lights.
Here, put your hat on. That might help.
Oh, that little hat isn't big enough. Oh. Did you catch that mug?
Sorry, Joe. He's an eel. Just slipped away.
Did you get close enough to see him?
No, it was too dark. What did he look like? We'll put it on the radio.
A weasel who smells like a skunk and is crazy like a fox. Lay off, boys. He's mine. I'm going to make a pet out of him. Yeah, Greeley speaking.
Joey, boy, where have you been? People are looking for you.
That makes us even, Patsy. I'm looking for people.
Not the same people, I'll bet. Lieutenant Sloan and Ballard.
Ballard, what's that cheap shyster want?
He's got a tie-in with a martyr yelling his head off about illegal entry.
He's got a point there. What about Hardy?
He's new out here, but he's got a name for himself back east, picked up 12 times, no convictions.
He knows people.
Not only knows them, he works for them. His boss is Mari Caliandro. Same business as a model runs out here, but on a bigger scale.
That makes sense.
Hardy lied to you, Joe. Gloria Woods couldn't have made a sound after that first bullet hit her, killed her instantly. Second
right.
Shot was a waste of time. Tell whoever did it, it was nice shooting.
I'll recommend the medal. Did they find the gun?
Nope, looked everywhere, but it didn't turn up. What do you think, Joey? Any of that a help?
With what I've got to work on, anything's a help. I'll see what... I got company, Patsy. I'll call you later.
Okay, Joey boy. So long.
Hello, Greeley.
What do you want, Ballard?
You don't look so good.
I've been sapped with a gun butt. What's your excuse?
Don't tell me the great Greeley Cotton. Too bad.
If you got something to say, say it.
A little matter of forcing your way into Amato's apartment this morning.
He was shy.
When he hears about it, the commissioner isn't going to like it.
Yeah, Greeley speaking.
Joe, this is Sloan.
Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
Where have you been, Joe?
Investigating a murder.
Yeah, that's nice. You getting anywhere with the case, Sergeant?
Maybe.
Maybe? Listen, Greeley. Ever since I set foot in this place this morning, all I've heard is your name.
Oh.
I'm trying to run a nice legal police department. You went to school, didn't you? You know we got rules, don't you?
Yes, sir, Lieutenant.
Well, use them. Look, Joe, I'm with you on a motto, but you got to play smart. I'll go along with you as far as I can, Joe, but I'm only a lieutenant. I can't stall the commissioner much longer.
An hour. An hour?
Best I can do, Joe. Think fast.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You got troubles, Greeley?
What do you want, Ballard?
What have you got against D'Amato?
He's mixed up in the murder, his friends play too rough, and he's got shifty eyes.
You're not playing this very smart, Greeley. Tony has friends in this town.
I know. I met one of them.
They're big friends, Greeley. Friends who know people. If you're trying to pin a murder rap on D'Amato, you better have nothing less than eyewitnesses to make it stick.
I'll start working on that right now.
You'll be wasting your time. Tony didn't do it. Why don't you get smart, Greeley? Look, if you lay off D'Amato, I might forget all about seeing the commissioner this morning.
Tony wants to make a deal?
Just common sense.
What's he afraid of?
Not a thing. Just doesn't like publicity. How about it?
I don't know. I gotta make a call first. Hello. Hello, this is Greeley. Send up Russell Hardy, will you? What? How long ago? A half hour? Who got him out? Oh, thanks. So you're Spring Hardy. Any special reason?
Tony wanted to see him.
Why?
They're old friends.
Yeah, I bet they got a lot to talk about.
Just a minute. What about our deal? You haven't got much time.
Yeah, I'll make a deal, but I'll deal direct with Tony. I want better terms. Maybe I should have waited till I was sure, but I didn't have the time. The commissioner is a very difficult man to convince, and I always wanted to be a policeman. So I took what I had and put together the best package I could. All I needed was someone to buy it. With nothing to lose, I headed for the Sunset Club. It cost me 15 minutes to get there. The place looked like it had a recession. It was deserted except for a bartender who was busy polishing glasses. I showed him the badge. Armando here?
Armando? Well, he said...
I haven't got time. Yes or no will do it.
Yeah, in the office.
Thanks. I walked to a door marked private and pushed it open. He was there, all right, sitting behind a large desk, smoking a big cigar. Hardy was there, too, slumped in a chair, practically out. Even his shoulder pads were drooping. Danny was standing over him, grinning like a sadistic weasel.
Don't you ever get invited anywhere, Greeley?
I'm giving the party a motto.
Listen, pal, I thought I told...
What do you want, Greeley?
I heard you want to make a deal. Let's talk.
I'm listening.
The way Ballard tells it, you'll let me off the hook down at headquarters if I forget your name.
Yes, that's good enough.
Not for me, it isn't, Armando. I gotta make a living, too. Throw in Danny, and it's a deal.
Danny?
Sure. He slugged me this morning, and that's against the law.
You're crazy. He was with me all night.
That gag is all washed up. Two cops got close enough to make a positive identification.
Danny, you told...
He's nuts. They never got near me.
Bluffing again, Greeley.
They'll identify him, smell and all.
Look, pal, I'm getting tired
Keep
of you.
Out of this, Danny.
That changes things, doesn't it, Armando? The kid's through.
Look, Greeley, you can do yourself a lot of good by forgetting about Danny and concentrating on Hardy.
Still trying to pin the rap on Hardy, huh?
No. Why should I do a thing like that?
Well, Hardy had big ideas. He was trying to move in on you. You had to get rid of him.
I did?
Yeah, but you just couldn't have him knocked over. His connections were too good. You had to make it fancy so it'd look fine to the boys back east.
Greeley, sometimes...
So you frame him for murder and let the stake take care of him. That way word gets around that Tony is still plenty smart.
Greeley, you...
You shouldn't have used the kid for the job, Tony. He hasn't had enough experience.
Tony, let me give it to him.
You're selling something, Greeley. What is it?
I want Danny. I want him for assault and I want him for murder. And if you're smart, you'll turn him in.
Tony, give me the nod.
Let the kid take the rap. He's got it coming. Get yourself another boy. Maybe the next one will have some brains.
Tony, don't listen to him.
I told you to shut up, Danny. What makes you think you could make that stick, Greeley?
Just look at him. He's getting scared already. He ain't stable, Tony. I give him a half hour downtown, and he'll sing like a choir boy on Christmas Eve.
Tony, I would...
If you try to cover for him now, you'll buy yourself a lot of trouble. But if you're smart, you'll turn him in and cooperate with the authorities. They like that. You stay in the clear and you and Hardy can work out your own deal.
You figure it nice, Greeley, but they're only words. You haven't got any proof.
No? They couldn't find the murder gun, Armando. Ask your little playmate if he was sap enough to use the one he's got with him now. Go ahead. Ask him.
Well, Danny? Well?
Tony, I...
Okay, Greeley. You made a deal. Get him out of here.
Tony!
What do you want me to do? Take the rap for you, you dumb kid? I thought you had some brains.
Oh, Tony, don't turn me
it's
in.
It's a deal, Greeley. Get him out of here.
I'm warning you. You better change your mind.
Don't be sap. Danny, put that gun away, you poor kid. You'll...
Okay, Danny boy. Drop it. I said drop it.
You rat. You dirty double-crossing rat. He told me to do it, and then he turns me in. I ought to kill him.
I think you did. You're a sharp shooter, kid, but don't worry. You'll be seeing him again soon. Real soon. The next night, I was doing business at the same old stand. It was a dull night. I must have dozed off. I was dreaming that a great, big, beautiful, blonde secretary was sitting on my lap and... Hello. Greeley speaking.
Joe, you busy?
Oh, Murphy. I was busy. What do you got now?
Coffee.
Oh. Murphy... Why aren't you beautiful and blonde?
Huh?
Eh, never mind. I'll be right down.
And so the curtain falls on this week's Stars Over Hollywood show, Dead on Arrival, starring Gene Raymond. Before Gene returns for an encore, I'd like to tell you how you can rate encores in your own home. You know, most cooks have their own special dishes, but there's one basic specialty almost every good cook aims for: light, fluffy, golden brown biscuits. To score a real hit with your family, make your next batch of biscuits the sure way. Use Armour Pastry Blend Pure Lard. Then follow up with the dessert that's America's favorite. Yes, I mean pie. Give your pie that perfect finishing touch with the grand pie crust you get with Armour Lard. Try Marie Gifford's wonderful new three-step pie crust recipe, printed on every carton of Armour Pastry Blend Pure Lard. Look for the distinctive green 1 or 3 pound carton on your grocer's shelf today. Come on back here, Gene Raymond, and take a bow. You had me right on the edge of my seat.
Thank you, Frank. You know, I had myself scared there for a while.
That's what I call real acting.
Tell me, what's on the schedule for next week's show?
That's what's known as changing the subject, but it's a mighty nice subject.
Huh?
Blonde.
Yeah.
Charming.
Well, go on.
Peggy Ann Garner.
Oh, me. I've been waiting so long for her to grow up.
Well, while you're waiting, Gene, you can tune us in next Saturday morning and hear Peggy Ann do This Is Violet.
You can count on that, Frank. But now I got to get back to work, so thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gene Raymond, and thank you for a very enjoyable show. Don't forget, next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood brings you Peggy Ann Garner. The following week, our star is Una Merkel, and then come Chester Morris and Don DeFore. So be sure and be listening every Saturday for Armour & Company's Stars Over Hollywood. Today's script was by Robert Marlowe, special music was by Del Castillo, and direction was by Paul Pierce. Folks, have you heard the news about the big Dash contest? Dash Dog Food is giving away 5,306 prizes worth over $21,000 just for naming a puppy. Think of it, a real Palomino pony with complete riding outfit, or $1,500 cash, motor scooters, bikes, wristwatches, thousands of valuable prizes. But don't delay. Ask your grocer for Dash entry blanks and full details today. And remember, Dash is the Armour dog food, and it's fortified with liver. And now for Armour & Company and the Stars Over Hollywood show. This is Frank Goss reminding you to be sure and listen next Saturday when our star is Peggy Ann Garner. And be sure to tune in CBS every weekday afternoon when Armour & Company presents Hint Hunt. Stay tuned now for the Tony program, Give and Take, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.